Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dan, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing good.
We're doing all right. And, I mean, obviously not all the news coming out of the weekend was great. We'll talk about that game. But you lose DJ Reed for now. The possibility of no Terrion Arnold. How does that affect your defense? And who are you leaning on to step up in their absence?
Well, you know, anytime you lose players that have really helped you up to this point, very dependable players, somebody like Reed, you know, and then even with TA, what he's been doing for us, you know, it can have an effect. But that's also why we have, you know, we have a 53-man roster and we have the 16 on practice squad. And look, this isn't our first rodeo. So next man steps up. We can't miss a beat. We'll adjust. We'll make sure that we help our guys out. You know, we don't just throw them out there without any help, and we spread the load throughout the whole team and the three units. So we'll be fine.
We play your locker room speech every Monday for people, and I thought something stood out. You were honest with the guys. You said it wasn't good enough in a game you won by 24 points. I know you're normally, hey, just find a way to win, guy. How do you juggle that when you're talking to your guys?
No, I mean, I just think. Look, first of all, you know, we're never going to apologize for a win. They're hard to come by. It takes a lot. There's a lot of preparation, hard work, things that go in it, everything the players lay into it. And so, man, we're going to take any win that we earn, you know, because every win is you've earned it, no matter what it looks like. You found a way to get it. But it's also important to note that, man, there's things that we can be better at. And, you know, if you are facing a different team, if you're not hitting on all cylinders and you're not playing clean football across the board, that can bite you. That can come back and get you. So that's all. It was just, you know, I wanted to make sure that I got that out. But I'm proud of the way that we went in there and we fought and we did what we had to do. We talked about defense, special teams, and then and scoring touchdowns on offense. And we accomplished every one of those.
Offensively, your numbers against a defense like Cleveland are not going to, in general, be as productive or as high as you are against playing against some other defenses. What did you see from especially your offensive line, and let's throw the tight ends in there as well, about playing against that front seven that Cleveland? What was it that stood out to you that they did well, and what needs to be improved upon?
Well, I thought we kept the line of scrimmage clean. That was one thing that I thought we did really well. And you going against an opponent like that, that's what always shows up on Cleveland's tape. You know, you watch that D-line, and they're always playing into the backfield of the opposing offensive or offensive lines. And I thought doesn't mean we didn't have some TFLs, those popped up, but it wasn't necessarily, we're giving up all this penetration in the backfield. So I thought we kept the line of scrimmage pretty clean. You know, and I thought we protected the quarterback, man. I thought the job collectively those guys did helping each other out was big. I thought, you know, Penei Sewell, you know, I mean, he can't say enough great things about him. You know, I just thought he played an outstanding game once again. And then Decker over there, man, I thought they, man, they, when they had their one-on-ones, they took care of business in the pass game over there. And we asked a lot of those guys, and both of them, really came up in a big way for us. So, that was good to see, you know, and really it was kind of a dirty game, man. That was the kind of game it was going to be a little bit dirty, a little bit, gritty and grimy, and I thought those guys did a heck of a job. You know, you grind out over 100 yards against that defense, and that's a good thing. Now, is it up to our standards? No, but we'll take it.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell, looking at the snap counts on defense, and you had three linebackers playing like 90 to 100% of the snaps. Some of that is Derek Barnes and the versatility. What does he unlock for you guys with your defense?
Yeah, he allows us to do so many things. Because really, we can flow in and out of a base or slash nickel with him. You know, he can play a little bit of everything. And really, Alex as well. I mean, you can float in between base defense and nickel with those two guys because of their the blitz ability, the pressure ability, playing the run, and then playing in space and coverage. But as far as Barnes, he can do all of those, and then he can play DN for us and some of these rush packages. So I just feel like, man, he's gotten better and better every game this year. He continues to trend the right way, and man, he's been a force for us, and so he does. He allows us to do a ton of different things.
I know Jared talked about the interception that he threw. That aside, this the level of play that he has and the unselfishness of being able to ground a ball, but just his mental capacity to run and operate this offense is right now, is he one of the best that you've seen at the mental side of this game?
Yes. Yes. It's impressive. You know, I'm thankful that I've been able to be a part of this with him now since 21, because I've been able to witness the growth. I've seen it firsthand. And I mean, the guy is, the way that he processes the information that he's given, that he gives it to the players, that he sees the defense, that he makes alterations, you know, he audibles into things to get us in a perfect play. I mean, it really is now having like a coach, you know, running your offense. He's out there on the field, and that's what we've stepped into with him and what he's done, which that's a credit to him, man. He works through it. He wants to freaking make corrections. He wants to be perfect. He wants to know the why. He wants to know, how can I be better? What is a better check here? What is the right thing to do? And he just continues to learn and grow. And here we go, man. I mean, he's in the prime of his career. He's played for a number of years, and he continues to get better. He continues to learn. And, I mean, that's the essence of what we do in this league, man, whether you're a player or a coach. You should always keep trying to learn and grow and get better. That's where he's at, man. And then, you know, the accuracy that he has goes, is icing on the cake. I mean, you can run this offense and you can make the throws he can make. It's just, I'm glad we got him. I can tell you that.
Does he have more of an edge to him this season? Like, I know yesterday he was asked about, you know, does this prove any questions about the offense? He said, no, keep the questions coming. Like, he seems to be a little feistier now.
I think we've all been feisty for 3 or 4 years now. So no, I don't feel like he's any more feisty than normal. He's competitive, you know?
Last year it was all about, and I know we just talked about the injuries in the secondary. Last year it was all about the injuries up front. I know at some point you're going to start the clock on Aleem McNeil. He mentioned a couple of weeks ago that he was 93, 94% ready to go. When do you start that clock, and how is the progress that you've seen for him? What are you hearing? When might you start that clock?
Well, Mac, the other day I was talking to him, and he said, "Coach, when I'm 94.6% ready, you tell me, I'll let you go, man, and you guys can put me out there." And I said, "All right." So yesterday he said, "Coach, I'm 94.6% ready to get after this." So I said, "All right, well, let's start his clock." So that's what we're going to do. I don't know how he knows his body that well, but he does. So,
where do you get these percentages from? Where does he?
Dude, he's unbelievable, this guy. Listen, he's been trending the right way, and it's been us being conservative with him, making sure that we're smart about this. The guy's put in the work. I mean, he's looked phenomenal. We were talking about, Fish and those guys were talking about in August how good the guy looked and that he may be ahead of schedule. It's just this thing's taken off, and his strength is really good in the knee, and that's the biggest thing, is getting the strength and flexibility back in the knee, and he got that pretty quick because of the work that he put into it. And so it's just been about, man, let's make sure we're smart with this, that we reach that minimum threshold as to, okay, man, we know this thing is healed, it's ready, the flexibility's right, the strength is right, he can protect himself and produce. And so he's there, we feel like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think there's a player that I don't know that we asked you about in the preseason, and I don't think we've asked you about it since the season started, and it'll be great to get Aleem McNeil back, but describe to us what you're seeing from Tyleek Williams as a rookie up front and the job he has done to this point in the season.
Well, he's gone about his business. It's been quiet production, and what I mean by that, I mean that in a good way. You know, he's another one of these guys that does so many things that maybe not everybody sees. Like, you can't move the guy in the run game. You know, between he and Reader, you're not moving those guys. But he does a ton. He's got really good feet. He plays with leverage, strong hands. And man, he can bottle up the freaking runs, man. And then he's got sneaky push in the middle. He can get an edge and push and in the pass game, play action pass, some of those. And so he's been a guy that, man, he continues to get better, and there again, you don't always see it in the stats, but he's doing so much that's helping all these other guys with their stats, and that's what this game's about. That's what defense is about. It's the unselfishness, and he has to do a lot of this dirty work, and he's doing a damn good job with it.
Going back to Aleem just for a second, it's a 21-day window, so would it be safe to say you guys are trying to get him back before the bye week then?
I think we're going to see if we can do that and how comfortable he is. Really, so much of it is about what does he look like? How does he feel?
Right.
I think it would be nice to try to do that if we could, but we're not going to, you know, say for sure, like, all right, this is when you're playing. There's no doubt about it. Let's just see where he's at.
And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about is you guys don't have these letdown spots. Like, Cincinnati did not look good last night. You guys don't overlook opponents. Where does that come from? I know you talked about it's hard for these guys to escape social media, but you've got a resilient group. Where does that come from?
It's our guys, it's our players. You know, they these guys, since we've been here in 21, you know, the foundation of this team and every group that comes in after that, they know what the standards are, man. And we got competitive guys. The work, the preparation means something to them, and the competitiveness on Sundays. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you line up across from us. We're going to go play, man, and we're trying to win. We play to win. So that's just the guy's mentality. That's our players. And when the players, when it comes from them, good things happen.
Emphasis with Cincinnati? What is it?
The emphasis is to play clean football in all three phases and win the freaking game.
Love
while you play.
All right. Dan Campbell, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dan.
Good luck.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Dan Campbell, it's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.